Jurors in the first trial related to the Boston Marathon bombings hear their first full day of testimony today. A college friend of bombing suspect Zahar Tsarnaev listened on headphones yesterday to a Russian translation of opening statements. He's charged with obstructing the bombing investigation. WBUR's Bruce Gellerman reports on the very different claims that prosecutors and his lawyers are making about defendant Azamat Tazayakov.
Federal prosecutors Stephanie Seidman laid out the government's case to the jurors, telling them there was only one reason Azamat Tazayakov and his roommate Diaz Karibayev removed a backpack containing fireworks and a laptop from Zahar Tsarnaev's dorm room hours after the FBI released photos of the bombing suspects. That one reason, said Seidman, was to protect their friend, who they knew was being investigated for his involvement in the Marathon bombings. Tazayakov and Karibayev, both from Kazakhstan, shared an off-campus apartment while attending UMass Dartmouth. They're being tried separately on charges of interfering with the FBI investigation. During her opening statement, Prosecutor Seidman repeatedly mentioned the Marathon bombings, calling Tsarnaev and Tazayakov good friends with a close relationship, and she also made public some new information, alleging the government had evidence that just 90 minutes after the bombings, Tsarnaev had texted Tazayakov, quote, "Don't go thinking it's me." A month before the bombings, the prosecutor told the jury Tsarnaev met with Tazayakov and Karibayev at a nearby UMass Dartmouth restaurant, where Tsarnaev bragged he knew how to make a bomb, that he knew it required gunpowder. And then, trying to show that the defendant knew about Tsarnaev's radical beliefs, Seidman says Tsarnaev said, quote, "It's good to be a shahid, a martyr, because you die with a smile on your face and go straight to heaven." The defense is urging jurors not to be swayed by the emotional impact of the bombings. Attorney Nicholas Wooldridge reminded them his client was not charged with anything related to the attack, which he called a heinous act committed by the Tsarnaev brothers. "Look at my client's actions," Wooldridge told the jurors. "Actions speak louder than words." He said an FBI SWAT team had taken his client in at gunpoint, ordered him to strip, handcuffed him, and interrogated him for hours, but the interrogation was not recorded. The defense attorney then told jurors Tazayakov had never even touched Tsarnaev's backpack, that his only interest in Tsarnaev's dorm room was a movie and marijuana, that he went there with Karibayev hours after the FBI released the photos of the Marathon bombing suspects because Tsarnaev had sent a text message. It read, "If you want, you can go to my room and take what's there," followed by a smiley face, which attorney Wooldridge says the friends used as a symbol for marijuana. Karibayev stopped searching the room once he found the drug in a bag. Both the defense and prosecutors agree. It was Karibayev who found Tsarnaev's backpack and computer during the search, and he was the one who took the items to their off-campus apartment. Defense attorney Wooldridge also revealed a new piece of information, alleging it was co-defendant Karibayev's girlfriend who first came up with the idea of throwing Tsarnaev's backpack away. "Get it out of the apartment," Wooldridge says the girlfriend demanded. The girlfriend is expected to testify about Tazayakov under a grant of immunity from prosecutors. The trial is expected to last until the end of the month. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Gellerman.